Biscuits and Gravy.
Hello, boys.
What does LP stand for?
Lizard people! Nazi whale marching pirates.
So far, I've had 7 McRibs.
Bullabuck!
Pol Pot Pie.
I'm the prognosticator of prognosticators.
Like a slaughterhouse sangria?
Yeah. Good morning, class is in session. You got to dial down in with the Biscuit Boys here at KAKU 88.5, the voice of Gravy. That's right, KAKU 88.5.
I'm supposed to say Gravy.
Is the free speech network, baby.
Are we doing sunglasses off?
And nothing sells more free speech than the Biscuits and Gravy show. Are you ready to have some fun today, guys?
Gravy.
Let's go.
Yeah. Now, what is the Biscuits and Gravy show, Vincent Fodi, my co-host?
It's a cooking and comedy show that's not for lizard people.
A cooking and comedy show not for lizard people. That's right. That's my
co-host.
We're
blowing the roof off all these conspiracies.
We're blowing something.
Chuck, did you know that Hana has its own newspaper called Hana Side News?
What?
It's a quarterly.
Cool.
I was just reading it briefly while I was waiting for you to get here because you were...
Flying on in by the seat of my pants.
Just one obit
made it here just by the skin of your teeth.
Gotta keep the energy going,
as usual.
Gotta rock the car music, and rock the energy into the studio. No downtime.
And here's something I learned that I didn't know. In Hana, they're releasing, quote, bacteria-infected mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes, bro! All about it. The Japanese did this on the Chinese in World War II. We'll talk more about that later.
They're releasing bacteria-infected mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
In Hana. Since 2023.
Yeah.
What is going on?
What's wild is they started in 2023, and when is today? It's April 2024, and it's just now being published in the prestigious Hana Side Quarterly.
Yes, exactly.
Just another example of those scientists having a year ahead of us before it goes to black and white print.
So I'm all for like the bioengineered mosquitoes that can't reproduce. So they mate with all the mosquitoes.
Yeah, and they're then making gay mosquitoes.
And then when they die,
mosquitoes gay.
And then frogs eat them, and that's the circle of triangle.
Is that how
life.
The frogs turn gay?
No, but they have like bioengineered mosquitoes that are sterile, so that when they have sex, they can't reproduce, and so all the mosquitoes mate with the sterile mosquitoes, and then there's no more mosquitoes.
Yeah, but instead of doing
great.
They're gonna get bacteria.
Yeah, so
instead
of doing this to get rid of the mosquitoes, they're like, you know what we should do? Let's infect them with this rare bacteria from Kuala Lumpur. No!
Ooh, now let's tie this into the Muslim agenda.
Wow, this is coming full circle.
So bacteria is going to grow. It's coming from where?
And then there will be no more mosquitoes for the Muslims to eat.
I don't know
how you're getting to Muslims from mosquitoes.
We'll get there somewhere. We'll get there somewhere.
Southeast Asia.
You can't spell mosquito without mosque.
But that's the part of Asia that has growing Muslim rebels.
You're right.
Everywhere is a large Muslim population.
Well, like Muslim terrorist population. I mean.
Oh, okay.
Freedom fighters. Hey. Okay. My grandfather sent checks to the
Patriots?
IRA.
So,
was he supporting terrorists?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
He was just a patriot.
Yes.
An Irish
just
patriot.
Had two families and neglected both of them.
Your grandfather.
Sending money to the IRA is supporting terrorism?
Yes.
Hmm.
Just like if you send money to the GOP, you're supporting stochastic terrorism. But where do Muslims go to worship? A mosque?
Yeah, that's right.
What is a small mosque? A mosquito. Mosquito,
okay.
Baby.
And what do bacteria do? They grow. They're trying to grow little mosques all over Hana.
All right. This is the Biscuits and Gravy show. We're a cooking and comedy show. And don't forget that if you're listening to us on KKU 88.5, the voice of Gravy, you can also watch us on channel 55 on Akaku. You can listen to all of our past episodes. If you go wherever you get your podcast, just look up Biscuits and Gravy 808. Don't forget to email us your questions for Chuck Stuff the Knowledge
or
Buffalo.
Hate mail. Jesus.
Oh.
So we got some hate mail. We're embroiled in a little bit of a controversy, so we'll get into that later on in the show.
Yeah.
But don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Biscuits and Gravy 808. You can follow us on Patreon, Biscuits and Gravy 808.
I can't believe that.
Wherever your biscuits are served, I know a lot of our guests like to find us at biscuitwars.com.
If you're a fan of comedy in general and you live on Maui, every Monday there's an open mic in Paia at Story. And then every Tuesday, there's an open mic at Vibe, which is usually like 8:30 to 11-ish. So you have plenty of opportunities to check out comedy on Maui. And also, as far as housekeeping goes, we just want to give a shout out to a longtime member of KEKU who passed away, Joel Agnew.
Oh, no.
So you guys have probably heard us make jokes about the ghost of Spiro Agnew being on the answering machine here
at KAKU.
No
matter what you do when you try to call Akaku or KAKU, you only get the voice of Joel Agnew.
Not only do the phone lines not work here.
Nope.
But then also, most of the time, if you try to call into the radio show, they just have the answering machine turned on, so you can't get through anyway.
As they should.
And the guy who was on the answering machine was longtime broadcaster Joel Agnew. He was a friend of the show and a longtime broadcaster here at KEKU. Mm. He was here back when Larry John was around. Mm-hmm. He was also here back when this station was still a country station.
Yeah, man. Awesome.
So we
I would love to do half biscuits, half country. And I want to start that initiative.
He did the show What's Going On.
He did it! Yeah! Which was probably, and I can't say any qualitative statements, but it was one of my favorite TV shows on Channel 55.
And so we just want to give a shout out to him. You will not be forgotten, Joel Agnew.
R.I.P. Joel.
And rest in peace, Joel Agnew.
Joel Agnew taught me that you could park wherever you want, and lines are just suggestions. He was a good man.
Also, do you know if you are driving a rental car, then you're not responsible for parking tickets?
I'm not responsible for anything, with or without a rental car.
Yeah, so if you're out there, if you're visiting and you're listening to the show and you're driving a rental car around, just park wherever you want. Because
especially if it's like a Jeep from Turo.
Yeah, all the rental places. I don't know how it works on Turo, but all the rental places have they partnered up with the state and they got this law passed where they're like, we don't want to pay for people's parking tickets. So if you're driving a rental car, the rental companies are legally not obligated to pay the parking tickets.
I don't like the idea of this. No one asked me what parking structure should be, you know? Like, I have to park there, but I didn't get a choice in how the lines were made.
Is that why the Ray-Bans are on today? Because you're asking the philosophy.
Yeah.
It's because he's been really into lines lately.
Yeah. I saw a speed limit sign spray painted this morning, and it said a speed limit 20, which is way too low. It was speed limit 0. If the speed limit was 0, would everything die on that street?
No, you have to drive in reverse.
Oh, yeah. Little Missy Elliott, strike that flip it
would
and
you
reverse
be breaking
it.
The speed this, limit if you were driving in reverse?
Yeah,
no, because you're driving not negative.
You're driving negative.
But if you're driving backwards at 30 miles an hour, you're driving negative 30 miles an hour.
You're still breaking the speed limit, though.
I mean,
no, the speed limit. Now, if you're going below the speed limit.
Yeah, this is Ferris Bueller's rules, okay?
I thought 0 meant like.
It's not a speed minimum, zero. No.
Speed limit?
No, it's like vectors.
Speed limit is 0, so you can go anything but 0, because 0 is nothing, right?
That's what I mean, like nothing, like you can't move.
Mm, time freezes still.
In either way, it's still breaking the limit.
That's like when a parking sign says no parking after midnight. It's always before and after midnight.
Yeah. Except on weekends.
Yeah.
Except on weekends. Now, we got a lot to talk about this week. I think should start with
welcome back.
What's
by
been?
The way.
Oh, thank you. I went to Dallas to go view the eclipse in its totality. So we'll give a little wrap up about my Dallas trip. Yeah, I've been going on a lot of vacations.
Vincey does
lately.
Dallas.
I'm turning into Chuck. I'm turning into a regular Chuck Thompson over here. Yeah. We're going on multiple vacations.
Oh, by the way, I'm going to Hana next week. Yeah. I'll be here. I'll be doing that.
Well, watch out for those bacteria-infected mosquitoes.
Are you going Saturday?
I'm going next week.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
So let's talk about
sex, baby.
Evangelicals and Republicans have been losing their mind more than usual lately.
All right. I got a joke for you.
They've been a little crazier than usual.
How many evangelicals does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
Any one of them. They all have their hands in the air anyway.
That was worth talking over.
I say so too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Anyway, the hippie community has been losing their goddamn minds too.
Well, the event is happening.
It's
the event.
The event.
I thought the event already happened.
It's one of the, the Facebook page got stuck.
There's a long time conspiracy theory called the event. And it's just like a catch-all for pretty much whatever you
the
want
polls
to
are shifting.
Project onto it. That like all the crazy hippie people have been like, it's the event. It's finally happening. All those fringe theory people. But the evangelicals in particular have been very scared about the eclipse because they thought that the rapture was going to happen.
We should be so lucky.
Which would be awesome if all of a sudden all of the evangelical Christian people just disappeared.
Yeah, that would be true heaven on earth.
That would be pretty awesome.
God's kingdom would be here the moment all those religious dumb zealots just disappear.
Also, there was an earthquake in New Jersey. And, yeah. You know, earthquakes have never
Whose
happened
fault
before.
Is that?
So probably fracking. Yeah. And Pennsylvania, huge fracking area, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another one.
Yeah, the and most amount.
Pennsylvania is huge on fracking. A friend of the show, Mark Ruffalo, will tell you all about that. Yeah. He's very anti-fracking in Pennsylvania.
Oh, man. I feel like Mark Ruffalo tries to tan his butthole to get like better G, you know?
Ooh.
5G. That's how he gets you. You tan your butthole, you get 5G.
Ooh.
I would if I got better internet.
This
in certain
Instagram
places.
Page I follow called 2022 Flat Earth, hashtag the truth, didn't change their thing to 2023 or 2024. They're still 2022.
The eclipse going on, also coupled with the fact that an earthquake happened.
Yes.
events. Eclipses have never happened before.
Happy coincidence.
Also, there's cicadas are about to come out. And then there was, what's the name of that dumb lady on The View?
Sunny Houston.
What's Sunny
the name
Houston?
Of that calorie-rich dessert?
So, yeah, there's this dumb lady on The View, and her name's Sunny Houston.
Houston, yeah.
She was on The View, and she said something about, oh, the eclipse is happening, plus there's an earthquake, and the cicadas. She called them cicadas instead of cicadas.
Never mind the
fact that you're a grown adult, and you don't know how to pronounce the word cicada. Like, you've never heard the word cicada
before. Maybe she just knows more about the truth than you do.
What's next? She's gonna call it an archipelago?
Yes.
Or a library?
I love it.
Or allergies?
But yeah, she said
but she called them cicadas, and then she also blamed the earthquake and the cicadas and the eclipse on climate change.
Yeah, the eclipse on climate change was fun.
That's like, I feel
she's like, well, maybe climate change really does exist, who corrected her of all people?
Oprah.
Whoopi Goldberg.
So
when Whoopi Goldberg is the voice of reason on your TV show, something has gone terribly wrong. I blame climate change. Also, so with all the crazy eclipse
stuff going on, everyone
knows
cicadas come every like X amount of years, right?
10 years.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, one of them is called the X batch.
Ooh, yeah. Some come every 17 years. Yeah. Anyone who's dated me can relate to that.
Cicadas, there's a bunch of different groups of cicadas, and they're on different schedules. But, yeah, some of them are like every 16, 17 years, something like that.
When they hang out with each other longer, they get on the same cycle.
Yeah.
I love cicadas.
When they switch jobs, they're like, oh, I'm on a 17-year cycle now. I'm not on 10.
It was like when I had jury duty, and it was me and like 10 women.
You had a lot of chocolate that week.
We were all cycling together.
Yeah. I love dark chocolate.
And we found them not guilty. Also,
have you guys ever eaten a cicada?
I've never eaten a cicada, but
no,
I heard that they're good eating.
I would eat a fried cicada.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cicada enchilada,
cicada.
Baby.
Cicada and frittatas.
Cicada frittatas. Cicada enchilada.
Ricotta cheese on top of that?
With a little ricotta.
With a little ricotta?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Cicada,
damn
it. You're a frittata.
Did you see the article that I sent you about the post-rapture pet care?
Yeah.
So there's a website that offers, if you get raptured, atheists will come to your house and take care of your pet for you after you're gone.
How sweet.
Yeah, it's free. It's like a $10 sign up, which is a great deal.
So do we assume that our pets don't get raptured with us?
Pets don't have souls.
Who has
They're like
more
Jewish
of a
people.
Soul?
And gingers.
and gingers, yes.
You know what, though? A lot of gingers are Lutheran.
And, you know, if you think that that's racist, that what I just said about Jews, I don't write the rules.
Yeah.
Didn't you have a bar mitzvah?
I did have a bar mitzvah and a
quinceañera.
A quinceañera.
I think I was present for the bar mitzvah.
I think we're doing your retirement party next year.
Oh, sweet. That's great. Because, well, you might as well get it out of the way now because I'm a millennial, which means we're never going to be able to retire.
I feel like this is the hardest I've worked in 3 weeks
now. The Republicans are already trying to get rid of Social Security. I'm like, all I want is for there to be Social Security when I'm
They're
old enough to retire.
They're not trying to get rid of Social Security. They're trying to get rid of pay. paying the money back that they are borrowing from Social Security.
And they're trying to get Ben Shapiro to convince people that they don't want Social Security. I mean, like, that's a hard sell.
It's the American dream
to get paid to the end, old enough to just do nothing. Right.
Also, it's a Ponzi scheme to begin with. Right. You're waiting. The only way Social Security really works is that the generation past us keeps having more sex with and raw dogging it and making the babies, and we're not doing it anymore. We're getting the vasectomies. We're doing the pullouts.
But you
and
know
there's
what?
Less people being made, except for
to be fair,
immigrant
right now. Right now, you know who's getting all the Social Security is the baby boomers, and there's way less millennials and Gen Xers than there are baby boomers. So I think by the time it comes around to us, I think. We should be all right, hopefully.
When it comes around, we'll have a green day.
So hopefully that'll all work out. With the eclipse, somebody posted that the shapes of the eclipse paths formed an aleph and a tav, which are aleph is the Hebrew letter for A, and then tav is the Hebrew letter for Z. So people were saying the paths of the eclipse formed an aleph and a tav, meaning
A to Z.
The alpha and omega, the beginning and the end.
The alpha and omega.
Which was why they thought that the eclipse was going to be the end of times. And then if you look up the paths of the eclipse, they in no way form an aleph or
also,
a tav.
Also, did people not watch enough Magic School Bus growing up?
Terrible day to go out on. Why? What's up with the Magic School Bus?
Magic School Bus covered, solar objects move.
No, evangelicals don't believe in science.
Magic School Bus
okay, but they believe in magic, which is God, and magic's in the show, Magic School Bus. They go on the short bus. It's all about kids on the short bus doing magic. That's the most evangelical show I've ever heard.
Damn.
Miss Frizzbro.
Oh, Miss Frizzle can get it.
There's an episode where
Hot
they get
ginger.
Farted out.
There you go. Yeah. Miss Frizzle.
There's an episode where they go inside a salmon or a trout, and then they pop out a sperm.
I don't care for that.
Mm-hmm. But there is episodes where they go about the planet.
Didn't they go into one of the kids' body?
Yeah, and they came out through a fart.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember that episode.
I remember that one.
Classic episode.
Classic.
Now, I don't know if you heard about this. NASA, on the day of the eclipse, NASA was going to do this project where they shot rockets up into the air to do readings.
Like sounds suspicious.
Electromagnetic readings. The name of the project was Atmospheric Perturbations Along the Eclipse Path. Acronym for that was APEP, APEP, and APEP was the name of the Egyptian snake god of darkness.
Oh, God.
Who was the enemy of Ra, the sun god.
Of course.
So this was like a funny little nerd Easter egg by
Egyptian
NASA.
Egyptian second dynasty, everybody, by
but
the way.
But once the evangelicals got a hold of this, once they found out about this, they're like, oh, my God, NASA and the U.S. government is doing satanic rituals from Chincoteague Island during the eclipse. They're worshiping the snake god of darkness. It's the end of times.
Best case scenario, they are. And it's awesome.
That would be sweet.
Yeah, exactly.
If NASA was doing satanic rituals during the eclipse.
Best case scenario, yeah. Because if they're doing that and not getting any cool information out of it, they're like, oh, yeah, you know, just
get started. I just imagine everyone at NASA listening to Rob Zombie.
That's where I want my tax dollars to go.
Exactly.
Is towards satanic rituals.
Best case scenario, we're doing something awesome.
But also, one of the cool things about it taking place in Dallas and all these conspiracy theories surrounding the eclipse is that Dallas is the birthplace of some of the greatest conspiracies of all time.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The Kennedy assassination?
The Kennedy assassination.
No.
So when I went to Dallas to go view the eclipse, I got to go to Dealey Plaza.
No way!
Did you really?
I got to go to the Book Depository.
Were you wearing a hoodie? Awesome. Did you travel back in time? You look familiar.
I went to the Book Depository. I got my picture taken outside the Book Depository where Lee Harvey Oswald somehow got off like three shots.
Did you take a picture or did you ask somebody?
I took a selfie outside of the Book Depository.
I mean, Kennedy had pretty big hair and he was pretty pale. That's a good target, I feel like.
Well, also,
was he ginger?
I don't want to get into the Kennedy assassination conspiracies, but some people think that Oswald was trying to kill the governor of Texas, who was also on his kill list. And some people think that he might have hit Kennedy by mistake.
Maybe he was just going through
a divorce.
I don't
know about that, because there's president and then governor. Like, I feel like...
Well, you don't know about all the ways that the governor had wronged Osborne, though.
He was very disgruntled.
He was very disgruntled.
He tried... like becoming a Russian citizen.
Lee Harvey Oswald. Yeah.
Yeah.
You said Osborne. I was like, oh, who the hell's that?
Ozzy Osbourne killed JFK. Yeah, that was a.
That would be cool.
just like literally bites Kennedy's heads off.
And then in Dealey Plaza, I got to go. I crossed the street in the exact spot where Kennedy was assassinated.
Allegedly.
And I got to stand on the grassy knoll. I got to take a video in the same spot that the Zapruder film was shot from. So it was a cool little Kennedy assassination conspiracy theory tour that I got to do while I was in Dallas.
I love how that was on your list of things to do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like,
I'd rather do that than the Anne Frank house.
But hold on. The most important part, did you go to Bucky's?
Of course I went to Bucky's.
Yes. Tell me about that.
First of all, I went to Whataburger.
Yes.
What are their buns made out of?
Now let's hear it.
Tell me about it. Break it up for me, baby.
Multiple Whataburgers while I was there. The patty tastes good. It's a good size. It's like the size of like a Whopper.
All right.
And, good start.
And a little mustardy, too.
Mm.
And it's not overly mustardy, so it's not like it's slathered in mustard, but it is mustard forward, which I like in a burger. So I was very pleased with that.
Any other condiments?
They have a spicy ketchup, which is a jalapeno ketchup. That Whataburger is famous for.
That sounds good.
And I got to try the spicy ketchup on the recommendation of my brother-in-law.
Mm. Hey.
And it was fantastic. I slathered it on my burger.
Say slather one more time.
I also got to go to an award-winning barbecue place called Terry Black's Barbecue. It's one of those barbecue places where you go there and the line is like out the door and around the block.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a brisket sandwich, which was fantastic. They had great mac and cheese. They had great coleslaw. Super messy. Great barbecue sauce.
Were there paper towels on the table?
There was rolls of the...
Rolls, baby!
Rolls of the brown
paper. That's how you know you got a good
towels.
Barbecue spot.
You go sit down, it's the brown paper towels,
ooh,
too.
Oh, gritty.
Yeah.
It's not Bounty. We're talking brown paper towels.
Wow.
In mass.
You got to get it wet first before it does anything.
That's great advice for almost any situation. The highlight of my entire trip, besides the eclipse, was... going to Bucky's.
If
you guys have never been to Bucky's, or if you don't know about Bucky's, Bucky's is something that I've only heard legends about. Bucky's is
legend
this,
of the hidden Bucky's.
This is chain of gas station convenience store
car
places slash car washes that's all across the Southwest, but it originated in Dallas. And it is known for many things. It's known for having huge, like, car wash and gas station locations, but also when you go inside, the store inside is huge, and it's sort of like a giant like Wawa gas station mixed with like a Trader Joe's mixed with a Disney store.
I love it. It sounds like heaven.
It was amazing. So you go inside and they have all this like hunting apparel and like coolers and knives and sunglasses and stuff like that.
Got to get your trucker sunglasses.
I love
they
have sunglasses and knives up at the front.
They make their own candied nuts. They make their own
beef
fudge.
Jerky.
They have their own line of beef jerky, and I brought some lemon peppered beef jerky today from Bucky's.
Baby.
They have like a whole wall of beef jerky, and it's all different flavors.
I loved good dehydrated beef.
Of beef jerky.
Oh, thank
and,
you.
And they also...
Sir.
Did I mention they have their own fudge?
Yeah.
Let's talk more
chocolate
about
peanut butter fudge that they're making in-house, right?
And then that fudge doesn't scale. You got to get it from small fudge places. If you buy fudge on like a large scale, it's not the same.
Mm-mm.
No. I mean, this is like handmade fudge right inside the store.
That's good. I like that.
They also have... So their mascot is like this beaver guy named Bucky.
Dude, the coolest beaver hat, bro.
And they have like half...
He knows
like,
how to have a good time.
Half of the store is all Bucky's merchandise. So they have Bucky's towels, Bucky's like giant like foam fingers. they have Bucky's magnets, Bucky's toys, they have Bucky's costumes. Like you can get like a whole Bucky's costume, sweatshirts, t-shirts, all the apparel you could ask for.
Mm.
But the number one thing that they're known for, above all that other magical stuff that I just told you about, they're also known for having the cleanest bathrooms. So you walk in.
They're going a completely different direction.
It's a giant line of urinals and a giant line of toilets. The toilets have the Japanese style stalls where it's like the door closes all the way.
Impenetrable view.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, most places in America, when you use a public toilet, it's got that like space between the door and the wall so that you can walk in and like peek in and watch people pooping.
The space between what's wrong
and
right.
Which Americans love. But this has like the door that closes all the way, and the door goes like all the way down to the floor.
I feel like that's asking for trouble too. Inside, nothing's more erotic than hunting knives, sunglasses, and beef jerky.
Vince, another one of your erotic travels. Mm. Every time I'm on here, you're always talking about erotic travels.
You know it. And then inside the toilet stall, inside the toilet stall is hand sanitizer. So before you even go to wash your hands, you got hand sanitizer in the toilet stall.
I need to wash my hands before I go to the bathroom.
And everything is super clean. It was unbelievable how clean these bathrooms were. Like, it lived up to all the hype. I gotta say, like, I've been hearing about Buc-ee's for a long time. I never thought it could live up to the hype, but it was one of the most amazing experiences. It was like 15 miles outside of Dallas. So
that's so funny. You made a pilgrimage to go to Buc-ee's.
It was so. It was like,
you gotta rent a car.
So
Uber,
inconvenient to. I had to get an Uber, and the guy's like, why are you
sitting in the back of an Uber to get to Buc-ee's?
Like, why? The guy's like, why are you going 15 miles outside of Dallas to go to this Buc-ee's? I'm like, this is my first time in Texas, baby. I got to go to Buc-ee's.
All right.
He's like, all right.
I get it.
But the cool thing is, like, the first time I checked Uber, it was like a $100 Uber. But then if you just wait like 10 minutes and keep refreshing, then it went down to like $30.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
I was like, okay, cool. And then
is there a high volume to Buc-ee's?
Fake, there, bro.
Yeah. It was peak Buc-ee's time.
Peak Buc-ee's travel.
So
time.
Man, it was an unforgettable experience going to Buc-ee's, and I didn't think I would ever find something that could even like compete with Wawa at all.
So,
but I gotta say, it was up there, man.
So when you said legendary, I was like, these places are legendary to somebody like me because I grew up out here, and we have nothing like that out here, man.
Yeah,
so when you're talking about like Wawa,
store.
Oh come on, oh, I get fried chicken at Minute Stop, sure,
yeah.
But no, dude, you guys have like Wawa and like all that fun stuff, and I'm like, wait, you guys serve sandwiches at your
Cumbie
gas
Farms,
station? Like
baby.
Actual sandwiches, yeah. And not
Cumbie Farms had like a deli. In
Buc-ee's
it.
Does its own barbecue in house.
Yeah,
so I got a chopped brisket sandwich at Buc-ee's, and it was one of the best brisket sandwiches I ever had.
That's awesome.
And you had another brisket sandwich.
And then later that day, I had the best brisket sandwich I ever had at Terry Black's Barbecue.
Have you guys ever gone to gas stations abroad, like in Europe or Japan?
Love them.
They're great.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
Except my brother got... We went to a gas station in Ireland called Emo.
All right.
And my brother got sushi from there. And sick. Yeah, from a gas station in Ireland.
Sushi from a gas station
but
in Ireland.
I would get sushi from a gas station in Maui.
Here, yeah, that makes sense. But it's like the number one quintessential place that you don't get sushi from. There's like a whole joke about it. Like gas station sushi.
It's just some grizzled Irish guy cutting fish and rolling rice.
No,
it's like...
No, I think it's mailed here... snail mail from Maui. I think they just mail it to Ireland.
Oh.
And part of it, they trade it for Kerrygold butter.
And that's the
day old Safeway rolls.
The joke that you can actually get good sushi in gas stations here is like, that's the joke. Like, Hawaii is the only place in the world where you can get good gas station sushi.
Or fish out of the trunk of some guy's car. It's fantastic.
Have
Cryovac, baby.
You got people like Luke just cold calling people. Hey, you want to buy some fish?
I do.
Okay, yeah.
Kauai and Big Island have really good 7-Elevens, even better than we have here.
Japan has the best 7-Elevens in the world, baby.
Popo. Oh, God, I
so
love
yummy.
Japan convenience stores, man.
That's some more jerked meat. That was delicious.
Yeah, it's so good. That's the lemon pepper flavor. And I got chocolate.
Beaver.
I got chocolate fudge and peanut butter fudge. That I brought
peanut
back on the plane.
Fudge for the win. You ever have a Rocky Road fudge? No jokes on one, but it's delicious.
Yeah.
Ice cream guys, do you prefer Moose Tracks or Rocky Road?
Moose Tracks.
I actually like Safeway's brand and Moose Tracks.
Moose Tracks, yeah. Not a
peanut
Rocky
butter,
Road
little
guy.
Peanut butter cups in it and little fudge swirls. What's your ice cream? What's your favorite ice cream?
Me?
Yeah. What's your go-to top three?
Go-to top three. Ooh, I've been getting gelato lately. I've been getting like this sweet ass. Like ube gelato down on the street. Ooh,
okay.
So good.
What's the container look like?
Just a little cup.
Oh, okay. You go to a real brick and mortar. You're not getting it from the frozen aisle?
Go to a Rick and Morty ice
What's
cream
your
star?
Frozen aisle ice cream?
Talenti. A good Talenti strawberry. Ooh. All right.
Talenti's got a good strawberry. They've got a really good peanut butter. Also, the Talenti peanut butter
I'm a sucker for strawberry ice cream.
I really
like that.
I love strawberry ice cream, and Fat Boy does a good strawberry ice cream also.
Really?
They did a strawberry ice cream sandwich once.
My favorite,
so
disappointed
good.
By strawberry
my favorite
ice cream
of all time, Tin Roof Sundae.
Really?
It's got like chocolate covered peanuts and like fudge swirls and vanilla.
Restaurant Tin Roof?
No. There's a... I think it's Turkey Hill. makes it. It was like an East Coast ice cream company. They make a flavor called Tin Roof Sundae. Mm. And you can't get it out here, but it's probably my favorite ice cream flavor of all time. But I also like Moose Tracks, and I'm a big fan of, like, as if we're talking Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I could have some Ben and Jerry's fish food.
I eat it with an espresso. Ooh, fish food.
Fish food. Ben and Jerry's is good.
I love fish food. I love Chubby Hubby.
Cherry Garcia. Chubby Hubby's a good one.
Not a
tonight,
Cherry Garcia.
Though.
I like, okay. My I dad used
Cherry
too
Garcia.
Much of it.
I like Chunky Monkey, but my favorite is Stephen Colbert Americone Dream. It's got the chocolate covered ice cream cone.
And they manage not to be stale, which is amazing.
It's so good.
Oh, Choco Tacos. May they rest in peace. They were always stale.
Choco Tacos.
Yeah,
I worked at Cold Stone for a while, and we would make our own like waffles in there. And dude, just coming out of there smelling like nasty stale waffles at the end of a shift was so fun.
Erotic.
By the way, that's the voice of John, our guest today.
Hey, what's up, guys?
We never introduced you, but John is a local actor, and is Kinky Boots still running?
Yeah, I got a show tonight, actually.
Oh, okay.
And then Friday is the last show.
Are tickets still available, or is
no,
the whole run
I'm
is
sorry,
sold out?
Guys, we're all sold out, baby.
So why don't you tell us, I got to go on the night after opening night. Have you been to see the show yet?
Yeah,
I went right back from Japan.
Oh, okay, right on.
Dude, thank you guys for Sunday, doing that,
Monday.
By the way. That
oh,
was
yeah,
wild.
I love the Pro Arts Theater.
We got to go on the night after opening night, right before we left for Japan, and it was a great show. The guy who's the lead actor was fantastic.
Charles Cook.
He's
amazing.
He was an amazing talent.
Long-time friend. Love that guy.
Great and, body language, killer voice.
And I got to say, John, you were pretty great.
Oh, thank you, bud.
You were stud muffin pumping your did you flex on stage, bro?
Always.
Dude, so what is Kinky Boots about?
Kinky Boots is about a factory in England, actually based on a true story. Failing factory in England that was making shoes.
Dress shoes for the men.
They had to pivot and find a new niche market of making shoes for transvestites to save their business. And it's kind of that weird, awkward, you know, like factory workers in England clashing with like transvestite LGBT
total couple. Fish out of water vibes.
It was based on a movie in 2006 with Joel Edgerton and Shweta Lejiofor and stuff. Really great show, musical show. And
our
play.
Emails say that sense. You're better than the movie.
It makes sense because there was like you. If you are a tall guy and you're wearing like women's high-heeled boots or something like that, the heel's going to break. It's not going to be able to support the weight of like a large man.
Yeah.
And so drag queens need to get quality made shoes from somewhere.
They're queens.
They deserve niche market.
It was a really cool niche market. And I didn't know all the music was written by what's her face?
Cyndi Lauper. And Henry Fierstein. Oh, you guys want to know something really
Fierstein. Okay.
No. So there was a typo on the poster for like a week.
And it said Harvey Fierstein?
It said Harvey Weinstein.
Oh no.
And it was on like outside the post, like the theater, for like a good week.
Did you get a copy of it?
I wish I got a picture.
John Boy, produced by.
Missed out.
Oh, Lordy.
But yeah, you were really good in the show.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. Thank
There's
you for
a high note
man.
That you had to hit at the end. And you hit that note. It was good, man.
Thank you, baby. Thank you.
Yeah.
That was awesome, man. Appreciate you guys.
Now,
and I know it's sort of like a, like a cliche bad thing to say. Like when you're reviewing a show and you're like, oh, you did such a great job. You remembered all the lines. But to me, that's actually very impressive because I have a bad memory and people remembering.
You guys are stand-ups, though. You guys.
But we can,
that's
we
the
can
hardest,
mess up the line.
That's the hardest part of my job,
though. Well, I was telling somebody, too, like even the hardest thing that I've ever done was I got up and did a stand-up, like open mic one night. And, dude, stand-up comedy is still the hardest thing ever. I've fought in front of hundreds of people. Done shows in front of hundreds of people, like acting and stuff. Stand-up comedy is still, like, dude, the hardest thing.
Because it's all you.
I'm somebody else up there, you know?
Like, I've done big shows where you're playing music in front of a lot of people,
yeah.
But you're up there with a band, so
exactly.
you, like, as a drummer, you can kind of, like, hang out in the back,
mm-hmm.
you know? And people can't always notice, like, if you mess up sometimes, you can kind of cover it up a little bit.
You're so good live!
Yeah.
But when you're doing stand-up, it's just you
yes.
and a microphone.
Yes.
And no one can be talking.
And you're trying to make people laugh. It's an incredibly
and
nerve-wracking thing to do.
I have so much, like, You guys, what you guys do, man, so much appreciation for what you guys do.
I think it's harder to do shows in front of seven people at Vibe than it is to do in front of 200 people.
You're trying to catch lightning in a bottle every night when you go up there. It's
wild.
It's rough.
Wild what you guys do.
But
you
also,
guys
like,
as performers are animals.
I'm able to remember, you know, like 15, 20 minutes worth of material because I've practiced it for so long. But it really scares me, the idea of having to like be on stage and remember like all this dialogue
and other people's
hold
lines.
On. Speaking of comedy, did we shout out Willie Simon yet for getting passed at the Comedy Store in L.A.?
Right down on the
Let's
corner,
go, baby!
Comedy in the street. Friend of the show, Willie Simon, got the biscuit bump this week, baby. We have some fantastic news. We may recognize
so proud
him
of that boy.
From such lovely segments as
Did Willie Simon get laid last night?
Love that guy.
And also Call to Action with Willie Simon,
where he violates all the principal rules of AKKU. 8.5, the voice of Sorry,
and
Tony.
Every once in a while drops the occasional F-bomb on,
oh, yeah.
on
hey,
the
for
radio.
Sure. For sure.
But we love Willie Simon. He's always, since the day I met him, he's been one of my favorite Maui stand-up comedians. And he got passed at the legendary Comedy Store, which Jeez. if you don't
Good
understand
him,
comedy,
man.
Getting passed somewhere means wow. that the people who run that place give you their seal of approval, and then you can get paid to go work there and do shows there, and you can do shows like all over the country.
It's the real deal, man. He's a bona fide
so
professional comedian.
That boy.
Yeah,
he's killing it,
amazing,
man.
And
crushing
so
it.
He, Willie no, Simon, yes. is there's the sky's the limit for that kid, and so we're very proud to
get it, young brother,
to hear that news. And Willie Simon, we wish you the best of luck, and we love you, and we can't wait to have you on the show again soon.
Anyway, I love what you guys do. You guys are crazy. Thank you for feeding my ego there for a sec, though.
Yeah, no problem. Now, we would be remiss if we did not talk about the controversy that Biscuits and Gravy has been involved in.
Oh.
And this week's Controversy Corner is brought to you by Christopher Walken's Running Shoes. If you're going to run, stop with Walken.
Funding for the Biscuits and Gravy Show comes from like-minded community celebrities like Paul Simon's Insane Asylums. Still crazy after all these years? Do you feel your sanity slip sliding away? Check out our dear friends at Paul Simon's Insane Asylums.
Brought to you today by Kim Kardashian sunscreens. Nobody knows more about getting pounded by rays.
And also by Channing Tatum's Tater Tots. Mmm,
Tatum's.
Put a little magic in your mouth. Channing Tatum's Tater Tots. Now, speaking of putting things in your
is
mouth.
Is this really a Harvey Fierstein one that you guys slipped me?
Yeah.
That's funny. Awesome.
Well, it's the luck of the draw, but hey. why don't you go ahead and read that?
All right.
You got to do the
Harvey Fierstein's grill lighters. When you think about flaming, think
Fierstein. Think
Fierstein. Hey, thank you for the music, Harv.
Yes, there's no.
Cyndi Lauper.
No celebrity.
I've heard too much Cyndi Lauper for the last month. I'm okay.
I've been listening to the
but
song.
But it's not like
all
a jukebox musical where it's not playing Cyndi Lauper songs. Cyndi Lauper wrote the music. For that musical.
Yeah, but they're playing Cyndi Lauper while we're like getting
ready. Oh, in
ready.
The background?
Yeah, so I've heard True Colors more times in the
True
last
Colors,
month than
girls
I have in the
just
last...
want to have lunch.
And since we are a call-in show, if you call, we will listen.
And
we will be waiting
beat
time after time.
If you beat level one of the Ghost of Spirit Agnew, but
okay.
never delete this voicemail.
All right, so last week we talked about a lot of the things that we ate while we were in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we ate was whale meat, and we got some hate mail.
So jealous.
We got hate mail because we ate whale, baby.
Hey!
And the answer is it good enough? There's no lapper song.
So, you know, eating whale, not the most ethical thing to do. Because
I mean,
whaling is banned in most countries around the world.
Once.
But, you know,
well,
like,
Japan drives on the other side of the road. Should I drive on the right side of the road when I go to Japan?
Yeah.
Or should I embrace their societal norms of this highly sophisticated culture?
I wouldn't eat whale here.
No.
I wouldn't. And Chuck and I didn't go whaling, but we did go to a place where eating whale is a cultural norm. And I'm tired of people imposing their Western normative views on other people's cultures. Need to get a little bit more woke out there, guys. Now, the guy who sent us the hate mail, he also wanted to know what kind of whale.
And so we're really excited to talk about this, guys.
That we ate, which was interesting because he's
Did
like.
Did you get your whale chart from my house?
No, I'm going to let this guy nesting.
Because he was like, haven't you guys ever had an experience with a whale out here in Hawaii? Yeah. Like, our community is supposed to love whales. And so he wanted to know what
First
kind
of all,
whale
don't
we ate.
Tell me what to do.
And so I would be interested, would it have been better or worse if we ate humpback whale?
We like, ate minke whale.
We ate minke whale. If you're not familiar, minke whale is a whale that is not endangered. It's one of the most
prosperous whales.
It's, and one of the whales with the highest population. So it's not endangered. It's also eaten by orcas. Mm-hmm. So if orcas can hunt them and eat them, why not us?
Yeah.
Also, the whale was already dead, so it's not like if we didn't eat it, then it would have died for nothing.
So in Japan, they have those restaurants that you can like fish your own fish out of.
That, I think, is more unethical than anything because I feel bad for the fish.
Yeah.
The fish that eat your skin, too? What if it's the same fish?
Well, the crab place that we ate at, Crab Debauchery, they had a pool of crabs.
Wouldn't it be
cool
if you could hunt your own whale?
So it's like going to SeaWorld. There's a big whale thing. You have to harpoon it before you eat it.
That dude's
going to
hate this episode even more.
I'm not trying to be snide about it, and I'm not making cruel jokes, okay, about it. But, you know, it was a cultural thing that we partook in while we were in Japan, and I don't recommend eating whale in America.
I wouldn't eat a bald eagle. I wouldn't eat a minor bird, but we all eat chicken and quail and turkey.
Well, I'm not trying to rationalize it or justify it. I'm just saying it's legal there. We tried it. It was good. So if you go to Japan, it might be something that you, all right, if I'm being completely honest, it was really, really, it was really, really good.
It was softer than the most softest pork tenderloin I've ever had.
I wouldn't eat it unless you're in a country where it's culturally acceptable and it's legal. Let's just put it that way. Like if you go to Alaska, you know, Eskimos eat whale because it's part of their culture. It's part of their heritage.
In Iceland and Greenland, it's legal.
Norway. Yeah.
Norway
those are the only.
Hold on. Are we listing off, except for Alaska, countries that have a way better quality of life than we do?
Maybe it's the whale.
Yeah. like, hold on. Japan and Norway are doing it? I don't know, guys.
What if Hawaii, like, got into serving whale? Like,
well, we
that
are.
Would be a talk about niche markets. Ooh.
It'd be brutal. I don't think we would ever. There'd be too much protesting going on to get away.
There's also no place to slaughter. We can't even slaughter our own cows.
The slaughter in the water.
Hey, Cole, love it. Drag him in. All right.
Kilauea.
Gilligan's Island over here.
I want to make it.
That's Gilligan's Island, Chuck.
Also, Willie Simon used to have a podcast called Willigan's Island.
Whoa!
No.
Yeah, good that boy. Was way back before the Two Dumb Babies.
Willigan's Island,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even think that exists anymore. But Two Dumb Babies is doing good. If you're a Willie Simon fan, he has a podcast called Two Dumb Babies, which is really good. They have a bunch of comedians that come on there as well. So if you are a fan of our humor, you will definitely love Willie Simon's podcast.
Yeah, if you like the Biscuits and Gravy Show, you're going to love Two Dumb Babies.
Let's do a little gluttony club.
Yes. Let's redeem ourselves.
Since we're in the mood for talking about whale meat and all types of delicious food, have you tried Jack in the Box's Smash Burger?
No, not yet.
So Jack in the Box has a Smash Burger. It's not great.
No, that's about right.
I gave it a shot. I thought maybe it would be good. It's like a low quality Smash Burger.
I feel like all their specialty burgers taste exactly the same.
Yeah, it didn't taste any different than like than one of their regular burgers, and it also wasn't completely smashed. It looks like whoever made it didn't smash it all the way, or it comes pre-smashed but not all the way. And it was basically just like a regular burger with like a Thousand Island dressing on there.
Hmm.
So I want to give it another shot because it was good for a burger, but it wasn't anything different than like a regular Jack in the Box burger.
Whoa.
There's a Smash Burgers place opening up where Beach Bombs went out of business in the harbor.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So Havens is going to open up a bigger spot there. And I can't
that's wait. Nice. Cool.
And also, there's a Papa John's opening up in Kihei. Yep. Where's that opening up at?
That's opening up right next to Long's. You know where that other brick oven pizza place
right,
used to
right.
be?
What?
They took over that little
wasn't
spot.
Wasn't that like a gluten-free
I'm ready for it. I love Papa John's.
Pizza place? Remember?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand who, like, talk about your niche markets. A gluten-free pizza place. Like, I could understand if you were a pizza place and you offered a gluten-free option.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe you had, like, half of the oven reserved for, like, gluten-free pizzas where, you know, it was safe for people who have celiac.
Yeah.
But opening up a gluten-free pizza place, that I don't.
I had a feeling that was definitely a money laundering place. Because, dude, no way did that stay in business as long as possible.
Oh, no, like it was when the gluten fad was way more popular. During COVID, then, people realized that, you know, I mean, some people.
Well, it went out of business before COVID. I mean, don't blame it on COVID.
All day, every day, anyway.
No, I was saying like, that, remember that
it was like open for like
remember
8 years.
Remember that arcade that was in Dolphin Plaza?
That's
oh, Sharky's?
That Pizza Hut?
That was a money laundering place.
That's Sharky's? The best thing
no, in Dolphin Plaza.
Oh, no. Okay, I'm sorry. You're right. But it's the tattoo shop now.
It's a tattoo shop,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, okay.
Which is actually where I got I got a couple tattoos there. It's a good tattoo place. On Tattoos Day. It's a good bit.
Or like a back room, like gambling area.
Now, Papa John's reusing
with like all the e-gambling stuff.
The pizza ovens in there. Don't most chain restaurants have the same pizza ovens?
Yeah, they mostly make their pizzas in the same way. If it's a chain, then every place is going to have the same ingredients, and it's going to have the same type
better
of
ingredients.
It's going to have the same type of production for their pizza.
Papa John's, man, I gotta say, not my favorite pizza, but they do
not my favorite pizza. Their garlic dipping sauce is one of my favorite garlic dipping sauces. Yes,
they make a good buffalo chicken, and you add bacon to it, pizza, and they do the concentric circles of extra sauce, extra white sauce, extra hot sauce.
Yeah, I know. Mm. They make a good pizza.
Not everything's perfect.
they really specialize in their all white pizza. also, have you tried the Coke Spice?
Vince, Coke, not on
Coke
the radio.
Spice. We the spice must flow. Yeah, it's Coke. Spice. It's a new flavor of Coke. It has spice in it from Dune, so it allows you.
Remarketed pumpkin Coca-Cola.
No, it's
To convey
we,
with
every
Sam
time
Rims.
Coke comes out with one of their new flavors, we always cover it. The last one they did was Space, and I think they only want to change one letter, so they did Space, and now they did Spice. Or was it, I forget, it was like Starlight
they
or whatever.
They had Stardust and Starlight. I did try
those like Space Oreos.
It's
they were
Starlight Express.
I had the cookies and cream Oreos, and they were just Oreos.
But the Coke, remember when we went to Lima? And we got that Inca Cola.
Yeah, it was incredible.
And it had it kind of tastes like bubble gum.
Yeah, it did.
Have you ever had Inca Cola?
From, it was a type of grass, but it tastes like bubble gum.
No, I haven't had it.
It has a little bit of like a bubble gum flavor to it. Mm-hmm. And it's very popular internationally, especially in like South America.
Huh.
Coke Spice has that same kind of bubble gum vibe. It's not super bubble gummy, but it's almost the same way like the Inca Cola.
I want more diversity when it comes to soda.
And just pouring like soda water and then some flavored syrup in it.
It's like somebody chewed up a piece of bubble gum and put it in spit it into a bottle of Coke.
Because Kist makes other flavors other than orange soda, but their watermelon is gross. The strawberry is gross. Ooh. A lot of the other ones are bad, and then you got to spend a lot of money to get Jones' soda. I don't want that.
Yeah,
I want a high-quality, mid-level price soda.
Although, we are big fans of Jones soda here.
I do love regional sodas.
I love their...
They're the best, dude. Like Faygo.
Big soda killed them.
North. Oh.
And also, let's not forget gravy flavored soda from Jones.
Hey, yeah,
Thanksgiving time is coming up. Don't forget to get your Jones's gravy flavored soda. I've got a bottle or two stashed away.
You got it in your gravy closet?
In my gravy closet.
Yeah.
Now let's do a little spoiler alert because we're starting to run out of time. Today's spoiler alert is brought to us by Taylor Swift's Overnight Alteration. Sometimes you need a Taylor and sometimes you need a Taylor Swift.
Funny for the Biscuits and Gravy Show comes in part by Topher Grace's Etiquette School. When you go for grace, call Topher Grace. We wrote that, and then he only has had more grace since
then. He has. Topher's come out really strong from that.
He's
brought to you today by
people.
Macaulay Culkin's Cock Guns. No one handles cock like Macaulay Culkin.
Topher Grace is one of the only people that didn't write a letter for the rapist guy from that 70s show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all tried to hide the truth, but not him.
All right. For spoiler alert this week, we should mention Quiet on the Set. The last episode of that finally came out, so if you haven't seen that documentary about abuse behind the scenes on child TV shows.
Did you guys catch that new one on HBO, the Brandy Melville one?
No.
I mean, I don't expect you boys to be jumping on that Brandy Melville fashion documentary.
Tell me about it.
It's about like the whole fashion thing and like how they appeal to younger girls and like how they kind of picked like young, hot, blonde girls and like asked them like, oh, you guys are wearing this? Okay, we'll just put that out there. And then like just started to be like, oh, send me a picture of what you look like. And then that's what we're starting to sell now. And then they tried to like frame it as, oh, they were exploiting us and doing this and all this stuff. And I'm like, it sounds like these guys just had a solid business model, and yeah. you're trying to drag these successful Italian dudes to the dirt.
No, not every documentary is like really exposing stuff. Like we said last week on Quiet on the Set, sometimes one of the interviews they did is like
that was yeah. I mean,
one of the interviews that they did, they were interviewing this kid. He's like, I had to do a skit where I ate a bunch of sugar. I had a bunch of sugar in my mouth, and it was gross. But then it's like, oh, this one producer sent my 9-year-old daughter a video of him masturbating. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
All right, maybe there's some legitimacy to this documentary.
But then some of these ones were like, oh, yeah, they didn't pick me because I, you know, had brown hair instead of blonde hair. It's just, it sounds like a bunch of, like, girls who didn't.
You're telling me a fashion magazine wanted
a bunch of hot girls
doing something?
That you're not that hot.
We wanted rich white girls to buy our clothes.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that was a silly one.
Have you seen Dune 2?
No, I haven't.
Neither one of you have seen Dune 2 yet?
No.
I haven't had time, man. I've been at 6:30 in Kihei, and I was like, I wanted to pay at 1.
Yeah, and you
can't be at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
You definitely don't have enough free time.
No.
Have you been watching Shogun?
I'm saving it right now. I haven't had time. Like, I've just been so busy with the show and
I'm
stuff.
I'm milking
so
the last episode
when the show
of Curve.
Is done,
show-
oh, I finished it last night. It ended.
It was the whole finale was sort of a meta joke.
You knew what was coming.
It was a meta joke about the last about the finale
exactly.
of Seinfeld. So I thought it would have been cool to see them go in a different direction, but it was interesting that the way they did it and made like a meta joke about the Seinfeld finale. And I gotta say, they put a little twist on it and it was really good. Mm-hmm. Jerry Seinfeld shows up and
it was cool to see Jerry.
Spoiler alert.
It was cool. Sorry.
Well, I didn't tell you how it ends, but Jerry Seinfeld does have a cameo in there.
Wait and watch Shogun. Though I really
Shogun is fantastic. First episode's a little dense, but once you get through it, it really opens up, and it's a
fantastic
show.
I like starting with coffee cake, though. You know, I like a good dense.
Weren't we saying that your character in our D&D game was an FX show?
All right.
Three body problems. So far, so good.
I read the books. I like what they did with the show.
I'm going to read the books. I'm not going to support the show because I hate the producers, but that's just one of my hang-ups.
It does feel like a crossover between Silicon Valley and Game of Thrones.
I've heard it's been pretty good though.
I really like
I heard that they're gonna do a couple more seasons of it. So.
Wait, really? Oh, so that doesn't all wrap up in this last episode?
No, there's two more books, and then it gets a little crazy sci-fi from here on out. Like there starts to be like space battles and stuff. And,
they're not gonna wrap it up in one episode.
So speaking of wrapping it up, Chuck's off the knowledge buffalo is when Chuck tries to prove he's the smartest buffalo in the room. Our first question today, and also, John, you can feel free to jump in and help
John.
Chuck.
Yeah?
Our first question comes from Elaine in Chicago, Illinois. Elaine wants to know, this city in Mexico is the largest populated city in North America.
What is Mexico City?
That is correct. Very good. Dan in Bend, Oregon,
sent
this one in. Where, pray tell, is this Montreal?
Montreal.
Dan in Bend, Oregon wants to know, Atlanta is the birthplace of what soda?
Pepsi.
Hotlanta. No, I'm just saying Hotlanta.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's Coca-Cola.
Really?
Atlanta is the birthplace of Coca-Cola.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
RC Cola.
All right, and our third question is always a sports question, and usually Chuck wouldn't even have a shot at this, but since John's here, maybe he can help him out.
Ooh.
Kevin and Kihei sent this one, and Kevin wants to know, what is the name of Dallas's hockey team?
Do you know?
If you asked me if Dallas had a hockey team, I would say no. I'm going to guess Dallas, they're called the Triple Hats.
The Triple Hats?
Yeah,
The Hat Tricks? I don't know.
I'm going to be honest, I actually don't know, but are they the Stars?
The Stars is absolutely correct.
Yeah, green, right? Yeah.
And between the two of you, you guys got 2 out of 3, and you know what our deceased friend Meatloaf always says?
+2 out of 3.
And that also means that's the end of our show.
But not the end of Biscuits and Gravy, baby. Check us out 24 hours a day at BiscuitWars.com.
We want to thank our guest, John Boy, for being on the show once
again. Thank you guys
today.
For having me, man.
Support your local theater. Unless the shows suck, then talk openly about the shows that suck. Vincent Fodi, we'll see you next week. Same biscuit time, same
I'll be here.
Place. And for me to you, aloha!
Come on and trade me around.
Oh man, thank you guys for having me on. That was so
fun. You're the greatest. So gimme, 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 gimme gravy.
Little kisses.